Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. Today, we're going to share with you on the subject of healing. You know, when we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, and we get born again, what happens? We get a brand new spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Our spirit is right with God. Now we've come into relationship with Him. And the Bible talks about if we believe in our heart that God's raised Him from the dead and we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, that we will be saved. Salvation includes not just being saved in spirit and the fact that we now have a spirit that's right with God, but there's also a salvation of the soul and a salvation of the body. The salvation of the body ultimately, of course, will be that we will get a brand new body, a glorified body. But at the same time, there is an element of the salvation of the body which comes forth in this day and age, which is God brings forth healing. He is our healer. It is a doctrine of the church. In James chapter 5 and verse 14, the Bible says, "Is any sick among you?" What's he supposed to do? He's supposed to call for the elders of the church, let them pray over him, anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he've committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Here, it's talking about the person who is sick. He can call and get a prayer of faith, anoint him with oil, a type of the Holy Spirit, in the name of the Lord, which brings forth the manifestation of the authority released through that name, the name of Jesus, and it will save or heal the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, praise God. Now, healing belongs to every single Christian because of what Jesus Christ has accomplished for us. The Bible declares what Jesus did on the cross. It says down in Isaiah in chapter 53, it says, "Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." This particular word, griefs, means sicknesses, and the word sorrows means pains. We carried our sicknesses and our pains, and of course they thought that he was stricken, smitten of God, but instead he was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Now Matthew 8:17 speaks of this when it says that he might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet in going back to verse 4 of Isaiah 53, saying, "Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses," which is literally what it says in Isaiah 53 verse 4. Jesus took the infirmities, bore away the sicknesses. He accomplished this on the cross. 1 Peter 2:24, "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed." Were healed, past tense, looking back on the cross, what Jesus Christ accomplished. Not only did he deal with sin and iniquity, and also provide for the chastisement of our peace, so that we can now have peace. He took the punishment for it. He also took all the sickness and all the disease upon himself so that you and I could now receive healing. Healing is our legal right in Christ. In Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13, the Bible says how Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it's written, "Cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree." If you look at the curse of the law, it included sickness and disease as well as all kinds of other problems. And Jesus became a curse for us, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. So Jesus redeemed us from the curse. That means legally we don't have to have sickness and disease because it's a part of the promises of God in the New Testament. Now, healing is our spiritual legal right, and that's important to realize. When Jesus came in Matthew 4:23, it speaks how he went about all Galilee, and he was teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and he brought into them all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those that were possessed with devils, and those that were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. healing was manifest through Jesus Christ. He healed all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. You can be healed of any problem that you have in your life, including those who are possessed with devils. We find that a great amount of sickness, disease is rooted in evil spirits that must be cast out. We also see over in Mark chapter 6 and verse 53, when he came to the land of Gennesaret, and he came to the shore, and all the people there, they came and they began to carry about in the beds those that were sick where they heard he was. And they laid the sick in the streets, besought him that he might touch, if it were but the border of his garment. And as many as touched him, they were made whole. Over in Acts, we see that Jesus is still doing the same work. You say, well, I thought Jesus was back in heaven at the right hand of the Father. Well, he is, but he still does the work today. Now, how does he do it? Through the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is like the power of attorney, whereby you and I speak in his name, and he is doing the work through us. In Acts chapter 9, verse 34, speaking to Aeneas, Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Who's the healer? Jesus is the healer, because he is the one who has paid the price. He is the one who has accomplished the redemption. He is the one who now is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Over in Hebrews 13:8, it says that Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same. The same thing he did before, he's doing today. He's the healer, and he is the deliverer, and he's the one who will make you whole. Praise the Lord. Now, healing was in the Old Testament. In Exodus chapter 15 and verse 26, the Bible says, For I am the Lord that healeth thee. That's Jehovah Rapha, referring to the compound covenant name of the Lord in the Old Testament, the Lord that healeth thee. He was a healer back then. Now, there were conditions to being healed, and there's conditions to being healed today. Exodus 15:26 says, If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, then he would be able to manifest himself as the healer and bring forth healing and bring restoration in their physical body. We see that he's the same today. If you will obey God's word and walk in fellowship with him, do what he says, do what's right, because you got to be right with him. If you have unrighteousness, you're not going to be able to see God manifest his healing in your life. Got to be obedient. In Exodus 23, in verse 20, it speaks about the angel was sent before them to keep them in the way, and it spoke how the angel spoke forth God's word, and they were to obey the voice, which is the voice of the word of God. And if they would obey the Lord, obey his word, then he would be an enemy to their enemies, an adversary to their adversaries. And in verse 25 of Exodus 23, you shall serve the Lord your God. He shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I'll take sickness away from the midst of thee. Also, we need to not only be obedient, but serve him and follow him, and his blessings will come upon us. And one of those, he says he'll take sickness away from the midst of thee. Now in Psalms 91, we see from verse 1 and following, where it speaks of the fact that we're to abide in the secret place of the Most High God, know that he's our refuge, he's our fortress, and know that he's the one who will deliver us. And it speaks about 1,000 will fall at our side, 10,000 at our right hand, and how the enemies will be smitten. Why are they falling? Because you and I are using the sword and smiting them. And then it goes on and speaks that if we will make the Lord our habitation, then in verse 10, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Healing belongs to anybody that's in covenant relationship with God, who will walk in line with God's word and make him their habitation. In Psalms 103 and verse 3, the Bible says, Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, and who healeth all thy diseases. That means Jesus is the healer of all disease. There's no disease that you can't be healed of. Cancer, heart problems, diabetes, AIDS, any kind of terminal type disease. Jesus is the healer of all diseases. And notice it says he forgives all thine iniquities. That says that first, because you do have to be in right fellowship with the Lord if you're going to see God's healing power work in your life. Certainly, we can't be walking in the ways of sin and think that we're going to see God move. He forgives all your iniquities, and he heals all thy diseases. The children of Israel came out of Egypt. It says in Psalms 105, verse 37, that he brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Obviously, they were all healed and well. Now, in Psalms 107, verse 20, it says, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. God's word brings the revelation of His promises, and through His word, He will produce healing and deliver you from destruction. Now, one of the questions, of course, that a person has is, well, is it God's will to heal me? I understand that He's a healer, but will He heal me? You know, that was the question that the leper in Matthew chapter 8, and in verse 2 it says, Behold, there came a leper and worshipped Him, saying, Lord, if Thou wilt, in other words, if You will, Thou canst make me clean. Jesus put forth His hand, touched him, and saying, I will. He dealt with that immediately. Be thou clean. He spoke those words, and immediately his leprosy was cleansed. I will be thou clean. So you've got to realize it's the will of God for every single person to be healed. He's no respecter of persons. What He's done for one, He'll do for all. Are all the promises of God for us? Sure they are. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 1:20 that all the promises of God are yea, yes, and in Him, amen. That means so be it. So God's promises are for every single one of us, and it's going to come to pass through acting upon His word. His word will produce healing in our life. We even see in Proverbs 4, verse 20, My son, attend to My words. Incline thine ear unto My sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. What are they going to do there? For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. That's why we need to guard our heart with all diligence and keep Him in the midst of our heart, because the Word in you will produce life. The Word in you will produce health. And so it's important that we realize God's Word is going to bring forth healing power to flow into your body to restore you and to make you of it whole. Now remember that Jesus went to the cross and He bore away all the sickness and all the disease. He redeemed us from the curse of the law. Now in Numbers chapter 21 and verse 7, here's the time when the people had sinned. They came to Moses because they were being bitten by the serpents, and they said, We've sinned, for we've spoken against the Lord and against thee. And they said, Pray unto the Lord that He take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, Make thee a fiery serpent, which is a bloody serpent, and set it upon a pole, a type of being set on the cross. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. This fiery serpent was a type of Jesus being made sick on the cross. And that was what the pole was a type of. And that when one would look upon it in a type, he would see Jesus taking away their sickness and disease for the punishment of sin. And it says, everyone that's bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. Otherwise, they would be healed of that plague that had come upon him. So in verse 9, Moses made the serpent of brass, put it on a pole. It came to pass, if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. Otherwise, he got healed. And in John 3:14, John speaks of this, where he says, As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Otherwise, Moses lifted up the serpent, which is a type of Jesus being lifted up on the cross, becoming sin, becoming sick, in order to bear that away, so you and I could be set free from sin and be healed. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I also minister healing and deliverance to all who have a need. I minister continual deliverance and healing, doing whatever it takes until a person is set free. I've seen the Lord heal cancer, heart problems, diabetes, blindness, deafness, dumbness, seizures, eliminate tumors, and bring forth healing from all kinds of sickness and disease. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue. For more information, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.